Years ago, I was interviewed for a magazine story on networking. And the question they asked me is, if a client comes to you and they hate networking, what do you do with them to motivate them to network? And I said, why would I spend my time and energy, and why would I ask them to spend their time and energy getting themselves to do something they hated doing, when there's a million other ways that you can get to know people and move ahead in business without networking? Now, they didn't love that answer, but what I was pointing to is one of the essential misunderstandings about motivation that make it seem like a huge obstacle to people, is people think that they need to get themselves to do something they really don't want to do in order to create what they want. And that's very rarely true. I won't say never, but more often than not, there's 100 other ways that you could get the result that you want to get, create what it is you want to create, without getting bogged down in trying to get yourself to do something you don't really want to do. Now, we'll talk about some of the variances on that when we get to the session on fear. But I thought of an example from my own experience. So I used to hate selling, but I thought, well, no, I've got to, you know, if I'm going to build this business, I'm going to have to learn to sell. I'm going to have to make myself get through it. And I remember I actually went on a program and I worked with a coach where my goal was to knock out my entire year's worth of sales in 1 month. Now, in order to actually do that, I worked out I was going to need to commit 16 to 20 hours a day to the process. But even that, I was like, okay, that sounds awful, but let's do it so that I can get this over with. And then at a certain point, my thinking stopped looking so compelling. I got a little quieter in my head. I got sort of a new thought from that inner intelligence, that inner guidance. And the thought was just, why are you working so hard to get this over with when you could just find a way to love it instead? Now, that thought had never occurred to me, but the moment that it did, I just kind of knew that was a better way to go. And so I kind of reset my intention that instead of trying to get all my sales over with in a month, to fall in love with selling. And that is exactly what started to happen. And it happened because actually, we're designed to fall in love with life. We're designed to get fascinated by whatever it is we get involved with. And this is sort of the hidden key to motivation or inspiration, we might call it. That when we throw ourselves into something, when we aim ourselves in a direction and abandon ourselves to it, we don't stay in the conversation in our head about, well, do I really want to do this? Or should I be doing something else? Or would it be better if I did this? Or, well, maybe I'm really not cut out for this. I should do that. When we just throw ourselves in, the natural learning monster in us comes out and everything becomes fascinating. And we begin to learn and we begin to engage and we begin to fall in love with whatever it is that we've engaged with, that we've thrown ourselves into. And so in a very real way, instead of getting stuck trying to get ourselves to do what we don't want to do and don't have to do, we can actually fall in love with pretty much anything and be inspired and work from that curiosity and fascination. So this is a metaphor. It's not really like this. But for years now, since 2004, I've driven hybrids. So my first hybrid was a Prius. And when I first got it, there's a mode where you can watch how much power is coming from electricity and how much is coming from gas. And it shows you the percentage that you're driving at. And I loved driving in that mode because I love trying to see, wow, can I run on electricity even more? Because of course I knew when I was running on electricity, I could run forever. It didn't cost me anything. It didn't take anything from me. Well, in a way, driving a hybrid is not a bad analogy for the balance we all can use between inspiration and motivation. There are going to be times where it's easier to just push yourself through something for a bit. than it is to make yourself fall in love with it or to get clever and creative about how to get around it. But that kind of motivation, that kind of willpower, it has a limited shelf life. It's really good for pushing through something quickly, but it's not good for a long journey. To kind of go sideways from our Prius, if you think of a space launch, a huge percentage of the fuel in the space launch gets used up in the first 30 seconds as the spaceship is pushing towards orbit to break the orbit. Once it's broken the orbit, it uses very little fuel relative to what came before. Well, when we're running on inspiration, when we're running on fascination, when we're fully engaged and caught up and drawn into something, we're absorbed in it, we can go for days. But we have it in us to push through something for 30 seconds, to push through something for a minute or two, maybe even to push through it for an hour or two. But you start pushing through it much more than that, and you're going to start getting engine wear and tear. You're going to start feeling the burn. You're going to start feeling the heat of reentry, and you're going to lose heart. So here's another way of thinking about it. If you had a canoe and you were trying to get downstream, but there was no water, you could walk barefoot on the rocky riverbed with the canoe on your shoulder or on your head, and you would probably get there if you slogged through it. But the next morning when you had to get up and do it again, it would be that little bit harder to motivate yourself to go. And the next day a little bit harder, and the next day a little bit harder. If you allow that energy of motivation, that energy of inspiration, that flow that comes with just throwing yourself into something, engaging with it fully, allowing it to take you over, to be absorbed in it, to be fascinated by it. Well, that's like letting the riverbed flow, hopping into the canoe, and letting the river carry you. And when the river is carrying you, you can go for days and days and days. So here's your homework. Your homework is to choose something really mundane, something that you know you're going to do anyways, but you usually hate it, usually just try to get through it as quickly as you can. It might be vacuuming, might be washing your car if you wash your own car, it might be doing the bills, but something that you know you're going to do, and normally you either just get through it as quickly as you can or just hate your life while you're doing it. And just as an experiment, throw yourself into it with wild abandon. Make it the most important job in the world. Give your whole day to it. And see how this natural curiosity, this natural fascination, this natural inspiration starts to rise to the surface, starts to fill the river, and makes doing that task so much easier and more enjoyable than it's ever been before.